Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Woo!
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
Now, both Gavin and Katie have kids. I do not, but Gavin was telling us off the air the other day on how he now has a rising frustration with one of his kids, Theo.
Mm-hmm.
What's the issue now?
Theo's my four-year-old. He's the middle child. He is the cutest one of my group.
Oh, my God,
group.
He's so cute. Oh, yeah.
He is also the most frustrating group. And because he's a kid that he'll watch TV, but he doesn't take to it like his older brother Connor, who we have to pry away from the TV sometimes. Theo finds other things in the house to do.
That's how all my kids are. Like, the TV's on, they'll look at it, but they are always doing something else.
Right. So that's Theo. And he does this thing where he wants me to play with him, which is completely fine. And I typically love it. But he started doing this thing, this game where he says, "Do you want to come to my room and talk to my Muppets?"
Oh my God, that's and so I, cute.
And I know what that means, and now I try to search for excuses not to do it.
Hmm.
Because what it means is he has all of these stuffed animals, and there's a Muppet collection mm-hmm. that has like maybe like 10 different Muppet stuffed animals. There's also a Mickey Mouse collection that he also includes sometimes in the Muppets.
Sure. Okay. Mix and mingle.
Diversity is 2020.
Yeah, nice.
What he does is he has me put all of them on the bed.
Okay.
Then he sits on the bed, and then he wants me to do all of the voices for all of the characters and play out in a scenario for him.
Mm.
Sounds like it's no big deal, but it is, and it's actually very frustrating.
Why?
And I consider myself, I'm a performer.
Okay,
I can
sure.
handle this. I don't know how a normal person could handle this, because he treats it like he is the only person in the audience at an improv show. So he has all of these inanimate objects on the bed, and then he just goes, it's Kermit's birthday. And they don't know what to get him. Go. And then gives me nothing back.
Right.
There are so many times where, like, okay, you'd think, okay, I'm going to grab Kermit and be like, oh, it's Theo's birthday. Hi, Theo. What are you doing today? Theo just stares back at it now like it's a movie on a TV. And he just stares at it with this, like, weird smile that you get when you're a grown-up and a Disney princess at Disneyland is talking to you like, do I talk to you in character because I know you're not real,
right,
kind of a thing? And he doesn't say anything back. So what you then have to do, because you can't stop then, so then you have to create the whole scene, and I've gone through every scenario I possibly can with them, and I'm starting to get to a point where, like, more adult themes are starting to roll into
it. Wow.
Where, like...
like, Piggy's got some sort of crack addiction.
It's not that bad, but I will do something like... like, Gonzo will come in and be like, hey, Piggy, like, we should get Kermit. He really wants a jet ski for his birthday. And then Piggy will be like, oh, I've always wanted to get a jet ski for him. And then I'll have Kermit open it and be like, wow, a jet ski? That's great. But Piggy, you know we've got a spending problem. You maxed out all of our credit cards, and I don't like it anymore. And then Theo just sits there and watches it. It's so frustrating.
So what if the scenario is like, Mickey and Minnie get in a fight because he stayed out too late and wouldn't respond to her text.
Okay. All right. First, Mickey would come walking into the house.
Okay.
Okay. And they always center around the holiday. So they do.
Okay,
yeah, we'll make this a Christmas time. Okay.
Got it.
So Mickey's coming in the house and then
stumbling.
Yeah. And then Minnie turns on the light. I didn't see you there, Minnie. What are you doing sitting in the dark by the Christmas tree? Mickey, it's 2:30 in the morning. Where have you been? Oh, I was out with Goofy. You know how he gets. And then sometimes I'll bring Goofy and be like, hey, Mickey, you left your keys in my car. Or something like that. And they will just sit there and watch all of this. No, Minnie, come on, stop being a bitch. What can I do? I'll do anything you want. Well, what will it take to get over this? Mickey, I am sick of your stuff. I am going to go sleep in my bow shop. And then she'll hop away. And then Mickey will just be like, nuts. Fall asleep on the couch.
Okay,
I can't do Donald's voice, so I try to not involve Donald.
Oh, sure.
Unless he's some sort of dead body.
Or something like that. Fozzie decides to come out of the closet.
Okay. So I liked it with the Muppets do Swedish Chef a lot because there's not a lot of stuff going in.
Okay.
So let's say he comes out of the closet to Swedish Chef.
Yeah.
Which is plausible.
Sure,
Chef is gay.
Well, sure, he's European.
He's European, loves to bake.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Swedish Chef. Borg. good one. What do you call a bear that's afraid of his own sexuality? Me, waka waka.
he didn't take it well?
No, he didn't take it well.
No.
Why are you so sad, Swedish Chef? Oh, you've always loved me, and now we can be together. This is beautiful.
Happy tears.
Yeah, that's great.
By the way, applause is something I never get from Theo either.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.